Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
Michael Gomez here, Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. I'm popping in. Yes, it's not 7 o'clock. It's 6:35 Eastern Standard Time. It's like a evening game. Remember? Yeah. Baseball games start on the 35s or 5 after. 35 after. Now it's 40, but I remember when it was 35. Tigers kick off tonight at 7:35. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. What is that?
Go Tigers.
I got shit in my throat. Sorry about that. Hey, what's up, EA all day in the his house? What's up, buddy? How you doing? It's just me tonight. Both Britton and Mike are off, and we're going to keep this one a little bit shorter, but at least I'm here. This is better than you getting nothing at all. Do you know that to be true? Do you? Do you know this? So I'll let you know that. So let's get into the live chat. Open the doors. Let the floodgates rush into our brains with fantasy baseball information and baseball content. Let's get it done. Let's get it over with. Let's get on with our lives, okay? Do you understand me? Craig Hannigan's over on Twitter. What's up, buddy? Is Gausman cooked? He was, wasn't he? Always was? Did I miss something? Did I miss the meeting? I've not been a fan. I've not been rostering him, but I guess I missed out on some production in certain seasons when I didn't roster Gausman. So I get to live with that for the rest of my life, and I made a mistake.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your faults.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what's going to happen. You got me. But, yeah. Uncle Ted says I screwed him. Oh, hang on, Uncle Ted. I'll get to you just momentarily. But as far as Kevin Gausman, man, I got shit in my throat. This sucks. I sound like, what do I sound like? Kevin Gausman on the season, 23% K rate, 6% walk rate. You know, his fastball sitting at a nice rate, 94.5 on average. That's fine. You don't want him throwing too hard or else he might pass away pitcher style. We don't want that, right? Nobody wants that. Oh, this looks ugly. I got to fix that. Ooh. Oh, dear. Okay, well, anyways, I think Gausman's cooked. You asking me? I'm telling you, Craig, right now, he's cooked. Follow me on Twitter at MJ Govier, Blotto Podcast,
Utah.
2 L's, 2 Z's.
Give me two.
I always thought he was cooked for the last two seasons. I was done with him, and I always was just sticking on that island. But after what we saw today, or yesterday, 5 2/3, 6 Ks against Tampa Bay. Jonathan Aranda, boy can hit. You got to fear him. If we look at the last 2 weeks of Gausman's output, we got somebody striking out 18 and 17. I don't think he's cooked. I just think he's had a bad stretch here. But I did say he is cooked. So now I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Now I'm just a total douche. Douche patrol. Sorry about that, Craig. Craig? Friday? Uncle Ted says, all Will Benson has done all week is crush right-handed pitching. Thanks, Gove. I stuck with Alec Thomas. Well, I didn't say stick with Alec Thomas. That's on you, dude. If you had asked me Benson or Thomas, I would have said Benson. But good God, Alec Thomas? Look, Benson's had two home runs back-to-back days. He's played, three times this week? He sat one game in the White Sox series. He's playing tonight against Tanner Bibee. He was getting ripped, which sucks for me because I hate that shit. Benson has talent. I'm not disputing that. I'm also bitter. And you should have inquired further, Uncle Ted, about why I was so bitter about Will Benson, because he hurt me so much, which I did say. But Alec Thomas? Really? No. Alec Thomas is not even someone I'm thinking about rostering anywhere. Will Benson, the home ballpark alone would give Will Benson an edge over Alec Thomas. And I wish we could have gone back in time and had it presented that way, my good man. Oh, Frank. Hey, Gove, I need to be frank with you. I'm a bit peeved and I need to vent. Well, let it out, my friend.
I love rumors.
I don't want rumors, though. I want the truth directly from the source, Frankie. Tell me what's on your mind. Why do you need to vent? Who hurt you? And who do I need to hurt now because they hurt you, right? Isn't that how that works? Someone hurts you, you hurt them, and so on, and so on, and so on. And they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.
Actually, I stole this shirt from Frank.
So let's see, what's Frank upset about? Frank, you going to tell us, or are you just going to tease us, you teaser? EA wants to know, which second baseman do I like most in OPS head-to-head cats? I love head-to-head cats. I'm a head-to-head cats guy. If you don't know me, I'm Michael Govier. Follow me on Twitter at MJ Govier. The Discord's free. Description's in the link here. We got a Patreon, which I'm really kicking ass at this month. I just posted some awesome trade targets. Hitter trade targets that you want to buy now or should at least consider buying now. And there's at least 10 to 12 guys on that list. It's good stuff. $3. Starts at the Patreon. Thank you very much. So, OPS head-to-head cats, which second baseman? Kim Garcia or Brandon Lau? It's funny because two of these guys, were they actually on the list? Let me check. Hold on a minute. Yep. Two of these guys are on that trade targets list. See, EL Day, don't you wish right now that you were subscribed to the Patreon? You could have full access to that sheet right now, but you don't get it because you're not there. Sorry, brother. I like an OPS. I'm going to say low by a hair. Low by a hair. But I really, really like Luis Garcia to make a run and still be a badass. But he's better for batting average. He doesn't walk much, so the OPS could take a little bit of a hit from that. Low has the best chance to have the best OPS. But I, Low, Garcia, Kim is how I rank that for OPS, okay? Thank you very much. EA also said, need an outfielder till Hap comes back. Larnick, Steer, Frelick, or Simpson? I'm looking at Sal Frelick hitting leadoff for a moment here. I don't know how long that's going to stick, but I do like that about Sal Frelick. Milwaukee struggled. He hit a home run 2 days ago against Cleveland when he led off. Tonight he's hitting fifth. Sal Frelick is for, against Minnesota. I'm going to go Steer, Frelick, Larnick, Simpson. I think Simpson, Josh Lowe's back, everybody. Josh Lowe's back. Woo-hoo! Chandler Simpson, now that Josh Lowe's back, doesn't have to worry about it because he'll still play every day. So, but Simpson for OPS, I don't know how much you're going to get. You keep focusing on OPS, but there's other categories. So I'm going to go Steer, Frelick, Simpson, Larnick. There you go. Lock it in. Done. Moving on. Frank's mini rant. I got to get Frank's rant out before I get to everybody else here. Frank has a mini rant, and it's not about a shirt. Why are daily moves not permitted in NFBC? Having to roster two injured pitchers for a week is not good. If rules aren't changed in 2026, Frank is out. Look, yeah, it's weekly league. NFBC, they don't do daily. It's about weekly. So if you don't like, I agree. But there's also part of me, like, I can get more done during the week. If I'm stuck with a guy who's injured, that's just how it is. But if I'm doing daily leagues, I need to be constantly on the wire day after day after day and looking at my lineups day after day. Weekly leagues, you can set it, let it play out. And in NFBC, they have Friday updates for hitters only, so you can set your hitters again. But that's just how it's going to go. NFBC is not going to change, Frank. So I'm sorry you don't like it, but it's been that way for a long, long time, okay? John Jack over on Twitter X. I'd rather have Giolito or Dustin May in a points league. Boy, Dustin May is a badass, right? Is Dustin May just kicking some serious tail or what? Did I miss a memo? Is this even up for debate anymore? Dustin May is on the bump tonight against the Angels. And on the, yeah, he's looking solid. I like Giolito, though. I like Giolito because I think coming off the Tommy John, it's a difficult transition, but he's on a team that wants to win. He's on a team that needs him. He's still got great stuff. He's got a really nice pitch mix. Giolito's got several pitches he can use, that changeup. There's a lot of stuff. So I'm going to go Giolito. Both in a points league, pitchers are paramount most of the time, depending on your points league settings. But I'm going Giolito over May. Okay, buddy? That's how I feel about it. John, Jack, thanks for being here over on Twitter X. Alex Zell over on Twitter X. Any love for Carson McCusker? 10 home runs on the season with 11 rainouts for AAA Minnesota. AAA MN, that's Minnesota. So you mean St. Paul? St. Paul Saints? I love the St. Paul Saints, Alex. Carson McCusker. Where's he going to play? Do the Twins demote somebody? Someone's got to go so that Carson McCusker can get more playing time? That's the only problem there. Without even knowing anything else, and we do a prospect show, a dynasty show, every Monday night here. Monday night. By the way, the Twins called up Zebby Matthews. Zebby Matthews, everybody, get on the Zebby Matthews train. Sound like RFK Jr. That's right. That's right. My opinion, it's RFK Jr. It's not funny because he's got a condition. But you know what he did to himself? Too much drug use. Sorry, RFK Jr. You did it to yourself. You're a pampered, rich asshole. Okay. Govia, what's up with the early start, brother? Glad I checked in early. You solo tonight? Yes, it is just me. And I'm, hey, I could have bailed because Britain's got a birthday, a very special birthday. Happy birthday to a special young lady out there. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Britain's daughter. Happy birthday to you. Everybody, donate because Britain's daughter is having a birthday and he's unavailable tonight. And Mike Virginia just had a long week, so he said he was out too. So you're lucky you're getting anything at all, Eddie. You are. So be grateful I'm here, right? I know you're grateful. It's not like you're not grateful, Eddie. You're the man. My man. Eddie says, Uncle Ted. Oh, he's talking to everybody in the chat now. Okay. All right. Jamie's here. What's up, Jamie? Logan Henderson has been great since he got called up. Does Logan stay up now? Well, Jose Quintana hit the IL, which is great news for the Logan Henderson Truthers, which I was a part of that until I got fearful that it wouldn't last, and I didn't get any Logan Henderson lately on most of my leagues. So now I don't get to participate. But you got Freddy Peralta. Quinn Priester was decent in his last start. He wasn't great, but he was decent enough to stick around. Logan, Chad Patrick still there, and now Tobias Myers is back because of the injury, right? Because you can get called back. If you get sent down, you got to wait at least 10 days, unless there's an injury, right? Isn't that the exception? So Quintana hits the IL, and Tobias Myers gets the chance to come back for more. Tobias, wait a minute. Did I spell that wrong? Oh, I did. I hate when I do that. Some people spell Myers M-E-Y-E-R-S. Some people spell it M-Y. But Aaron Civale is about to come up, too, so I don't think I don't know, man. Tobias Myers could go back down, and Logan Henderson stays up, and Aaron Civale returns. Brandon Woodruff got delayed as well, so I think Henderson might stick around now. I'm starting to see that. Of course, I don't have any shares. UT, you guys are talking to each other in chat. You want to ask me questions, I'm here for you. Let's see. Michael Pena, your thoughts on Michael Vargas' latest production? Dude, didn't you see me tweet about it today? Didn't I tell you people on this exact network, the Palazzo Podcast Network, two L's.
You talk.
Two Z's.
Give me two.
I told you all. We did the who's the next Hunter Brown? Who's 2025's Hunter Brown? I said Miguel Vargas. I got crickets. People said that I was a loser. Miguel Vargas, two dongs today, but the production's already been there. Kenny hits at the upper part of that lineup. He leads off, hits fourth today. This is just wide open for Miguel Vargas to have a solid season, his best season of his young MLB career. So I have Vargas on almost every team because nobody was adding him. And I've had him for 3 weeks because I was getting ahead of things. And if you see where something's going, get in early, right? Everyone's trying to be Warren Buffett. Get in early, right?
I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
Yeah, I know it's annoying to hear the guy talk about how much Miguel Vargas he has, but I love Miguel Vargas. I'm all on board all day long, okay? Gimme, 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 gimme. Eddie says, I'm holding Joe Boyle, Luis Gil, and Andrew Painter in an 18-teamer. Yeah, I actually picked up Joe Boyle last night in a 12-teamer with deep rosters. So I'm with you, dude. Just get Joe Boyle a chance. The question is, where will that chance come? If you think Shane McClanahan's coming back and he's going to make a difference for the Rays, you are wrong. You are incorrect, okay? Not that you said that. I'm just letting people know who are thinking maybe like that. Chad's here. What's up, Chad? Rocky's promoting Palmquist. Just like me and Benjamin Chase thought might happen. Yeah, we talked about this on the Prospects Power Hour last week and this week. So, still a Rockies pitcher, though. That's not a great thing.
Coors.
Right? But, you know, keep an eye on it, see what happens. Dollander had a nice start against the Rangers in the first of his two starts this week. So, it is possible for a Rockies pitcher to pitch well on the road and once in a while at home when everything breaks their way. Frank says, Frank's continued rant. Why have a bench if you can't put healthy players in and take injured players out? Because it's a weekly league, dude. Frank, I'm sorry. Clearly, Frank, you have not played in weekly leagues before. This is a new experience for you, Frank. Am I understanding this correctly, right? Frankie, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I mean, I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, but I've dealt with this. This is when you play in a weekly league, you put them in and you just got to wait. You can't make any changes because that's the premise of how the leagues are set up. If you're more of a daily guy, Frank, then I think you have your answer already, don't you? Uncle Tess says, don't throw your shoulder out, Gove, patting yourself on the back about Mr. Mendoza Vargas. He was hitting like, okay, let's look at the last 2 weeks. I think that'll tell the tale here. I'll take all the McGilver. You don't want him, I'll take him. You know, that's fine with me. Last 2 weeks, solid. Last month, so take out the start of the season, the first 2 weeks, because it's May 16th, right? Last month, Vargas has got a 343 OBP. That's solid. And the three dongs. He scored 11 runs. He's driven in 10. He's doing things, and he's playing every day. It's wide open for him. I don't care about batting average right now. It's about where he'll end up, right? He's had three multi-hit games in his last four games. He had that little calf bullshit thing last weekend, Vargas did, which freaked me out because Yahoo had that blurb about, oh, Vargas might be losing playing time, which was ridiculous. Who writes those Yahoo blurbs? I want to know. Who are you? It's not cool. Not cool at all. But I'm in on Vargas. I don't have any doubts about it. I really don't. Barring injury, it's everybody, right?
Too soon?
No, I don't think it's too soon. I think it's better than money. EA is loving this chat. He's all over it. Who would you be more confident in turning things around? Shane Baz, Sandy Alcantara, or Drew Rasmussen? Well, I think it's Sandy. There's just no way Sandy Alcantara is this bad. And I've been saying this for the last 2 weeks, and I'm going to stick with it, so I'm not going to change my answer. I'm confident that Sandy will get it going, and by late July, he'll be grooving and be like, wow, he's good now, and then he'll be traded to a team that can get him more wins, right? That's what I'm going with. Baz, look, I like to look at the Sierras and the FIPs under the hood. They tell you is a guy getting bad breaks. Also, left on base percentage. Great stat for pitchers. You're looking to see, is a pitcher struggling right now, or are they just having some bad luck? Right now, Shane Baz has a 71% left on base percentage. For his career, it's 77. Just saying, he has a lot of small sample sizes, and not like he has a long-storied career, Shane Baz, the Wizard of Baz, as Britain would say. But that is interesting. So if he gets some better breaks on getting players out when they're on base, he can get out of jams, prevent runs from scoring, right? We're not worried about Baz missing bats. It's about the walks, right? And it's about consistency. And the homers, too. When he's pitching at home, I mean, he's giving up 1.5 homers per nine Bazes. That's not great. As far as Rasmussen, haven't really kept up on him much because I've had zero shares, so I feel like I'm missing out. I don't get to participate with Drew Rasmussen. I want to be part of the Drew Rasmussen experience. But wait a minute. Turning things around? I'm looking at Drew Rasmussen's numbers. I'm seeing a guy with a 3.38 ERA. That's solid. I know his record's 1-4, but who cares about that? You can't control those things. But under the hood, it looks good. Rasmussen looks okay, although some of his stats would tell you that he might actually regress more. So I'm putting Rasmussen third. He's got an 81% left on base percentage. That's way too high. 75 is his career norm, so that means he's actually going to get worse. So I'm doing Sandy's a no-brainer here. In fact, it's a lock. I'm going to lock it in right now. Who am I most confident in turning things around? Sandy Baz or Rasmussen? It's Sandy. There you go. Right? Yay! Hey, Uncle Ted agrees. I love Sandy's Price, too. That's right, my man. Eddie says, Govia, you going solo is more than fine with us, brother. You're an ace. Greg Maddox, Sandy Koufax, Roderick. Oh, here we go. You're good all by yourself, Go. Mwah, mwah. That's why Eddie pays the big bucks in tips and donations. Because we make him say shit like that. Right, Eddie? Tell him the truth. We got a scam going here. I love you, Eddie. You're the best. You're the best, Eddie. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for making the show what it is. Eddie says Rasmussen, but he's going to run out of innings real soon. I just laid it out for you. I think Rasmussen's a mistake. I do. Joe Dumars. I love saying Joe Dumars. That's how. Rest in peace, Ken Calvert. Local legend here in Detroit. He was a radio DJ. And before Mason took over Pistons games as the PA announcer with his Detroit basketball, Billups. He was good too. But Ken Calvert did Joe Dumars. I love Joe Dumars, the player. He won a title too as a GM for the Pistons. Of course, in 2004. Made a lot of mistakes, though. But the player, Joe Dumars, is such a professional. He didn't talk trash. He's like Barry Sanders. Joe Dumars and Barry Sanders are guys that just went out and got things done. They didn't have to say anything. They let their play speak for themselves. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Anywho, Joe, good to see you here, buddy. Glad to have you aboard. Do we have any Joe drops? Because if we don't, that's a mistake. We need to fix that. Where someone says Joe or the name Joe? What? Oh, we don't. I'm so sorry. The only Joe I got is this one. It's said by a Joe.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's Joey Lawrence Joe. Does that work for you? Eddie's excited to see Joe. For Rasmussen, I mean only going five innings, three plus earned runs the last four starts. Yeah, I'm out. I don't want any Rasmussen. I'm bailing. How goes it? All these guys are talking to each other over here. Blah, blah, blah. Seymour leads the minors in K's. I know you keep pushing Seymour, but I told you what I told you last time, Uncle Ted. Seymour, he's a really good quad A pitcher, but I'm not sure he can make it happen in the bigs because he doesn't have elite stuff. He's a great locator, as Ben Chase pointed out many times. And where does he play? Joe Boyle's going to play over Seymour. I don't see them calling up Seymour. Also, who's on the 40-man roster for Tampa? You got to look at shit like that, right? We all know this stuff, do we not? You got to look at it. Would you look at it? Would you look at it? Just look at it. Look at it.
Whoa.
But 40-man roster matters. I mean, no, you can add players, but if you're on the 40 already, it makes it a lot easier to get the call. And Joe Boyle is definitely on the 40-man roster, right? So that makes it easier for him to get called up again and pitch like he did in his Tampa debut in April, which was awesome.
Oh, where is he? I'd like to look at him.
Yeah, I'd like to look at him, too. Would you look at it? Just look at it. All right, there we go. We're talking Palazzo Podcast, Fantasy Baseball.
You talk.
Two L's.
Give me two.
I'm MJ Govea, Michael Govea here, just me tonight. Britton Allen, make sure you follow him on Twitter. Two T's, two L's.
You talk.
Allen.
Give me two.
Wish his daughter happy birthday. And Mike Virginia underscore Mike VA, the master of Baltimore, the Maryland man, even though he lives in Virginia, right? He's Mike Virginia. He's not a Maryland man. He's a Virginia man. But, you know, the DMV is all one big area over there, for those that know. Because if you don't know, now you know, right?
Oh, where is he? I'd like to look at him.
Okay, who else asked a question? Joe says, I missed the Lambeer days. Yeah, the Bad Boys. Bad Boys. The Bad Boys were great fun to watch. Yeah, that was a great team. It was a great ride. Love the Bad Boys. But I love the Going to Work Pistons, too. Going to work. I can't do the whistle. But who does that annoying? Who could do the Vikings horn? That was fun. Let's see. The bad. Okay. Govea, the Palazzo group has built a tight knit community in these chat rooms. You're damn right. You guys have your own show going on over there in the live chat. But this show is specifically dedicated to the live chat. So ask me questions or I'm going to leave, okay? I need questions or I'm leaving because I got lots of stuff I could do. That's not a threat. It's just letting you know, okay? Just letting you know. Love you guys. Love doing this show. My rosters, again, the Patreon, go check it out. I just posted all these trade targets. How do we get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 hitter trade targets. So I give you reasons to actually trade for them. Is it worth it? I give you a rating. How much it might cost you? A rating on that as well. It's an excellent little table I put together for you, hitter trade targets. I'll give you one little preview. One of those guys, and okay, let's take a look at Cleveland's situation. So Lane Thomas will be back for Cleveland. Looks like he's going to spend the rest of the week rehabbing, just like Matt Vierling, who played outfield for the AAA Mudhens last night. So Matt Vierling, close to returning, probably next week at the latest, Matt Vierling season. That's good news, because you add that bat and that glove to what the Tigers are already doing. Woo-hoo!
Go Tigers.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it? I don't know, maybe you're not as excited as I am, but I'm excited.
Oh, where is he? I'd like to look at him.
Yeah, I'd like to look at him too, right? Okay, this is a good one, Uncle Ted. So odds on Luis May being the Reds closer soon. I was looking at, I see this all the time, and I've made this mistake too. I'm just as guilty, just to be clear, okay? Guys who have the best stuff versus who the manager prefers in the role. Look at Texas. Luke Jackson gets hurt this week, right? Then my guy I really thought could take over, Chris Martin, then he's got an elbow problem now, so he's unavailable. All of a sudden, Sean Armstrong, he's got two saves this week. What the shit, man? Sean Armstrong? Come on! But that's who Bochy prefers. Sean Armstrong doesn't have the best stuff in the Rangers' pen, right?
Okay. Okay. This is Theodore from Alvin and the Chipmunks. You're listening to my favorite fantasy baseball podcast, the Boronto Podcast. Two
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And I know that Emilio Pagan is shitting the bed, just as we predicted on the show. It wouldn't last, and it's dying. Pagan is falling apart. He's given up runs in like four of his last five outings. He's been terrible. It's over for Pagan. It's over. It was never supposed to be that good anyways. But who will Tito turn to? Luis May's got great stuff, but Tony Santin has been the next trusted guy in that bullpen. And there's been opportunities. And I think tonight's game will be very interesting because the Reds, last I checked, the Reds were up 5-3 on Cleveland. So will they turn to May? Will they turn to Santin? Right? Will they go back to Pagan? Which I don't think they should do. In fact, I'm sure Pagan shouldn't pitch tonight anyways. That's just a side note. But May's got good stuff, Uncle T. I get it, but it's not always about the best stuff. And in the end, you know who we should all be trusting, right? Closer Monkey. You guys know what I'm saying, right? Closer Monkey. If you don't go to closermonkey.com, and my guy, Greg Jewett, shout out to Greg, one of the best guys I've ever met in the biz. Great dude. Closer Monkey is always updating, and they're keeping track of every single night of what's going on with every bullpen. They're as locked in as anybody can be. And right now, they see it as Pagan, Santin, and Ashcraft. That's closer, first in line, second line. Pagan, Santin, Ashcraft. May's got great stuff, but it's just not about the stuff all the time, unfortunately. If it was about the stuff, Jeremiah Estrada would already be the closer in San Diego, right? I mean, just that's how it goes.
Great job.
He's a great reliever, but he's still not a closer yet. He's got great stuff, and he's got great numbers. I have no argument against Luis May's potential, but it's not always about that. It's about opportunity, manager comfort. Managers are very particular human beings, who they prefer in a role. It's not about us. Eddie says, honestly, I really like what I see out of Robert Garcia. I love Garcia. I drafted Garcia a lot preseason. I thought he could be the closer, but it's clearly not how they see him. They see him as a lefty specialist who can get crucial outs for them in high leverage situations. Right? And I mean, even Closer Monkey for the Texas situation, which I'm sure they have updated. No, they have not updated. They need to update that one because that's only from May 14th. That's 2 days old, Closer Monkey. Yeah, they have Garcia third, but Luke Jackson and Martin were 1 and 2. They didn't have Armstrong on their top three. So this is what I'm talking about. Managers are weird. They're weird. Star Platinum says, Muncy, 2 home runs wearing glasses. Uh-oh, Star Platinum taking his victory lap. Let's give him a round of applause. That's very interesting. Star Platinum was all over it last week. We were ripping Muncy saying it was over. And Star Platinum was saying, hold the phone. My man Muncy, he's got something to say. So look, full credit to Star Platinum here. We got people in this chat that know their shit. They do. And Star, you're a veteran player. So, of course, you know what you're talking about. So full credit to you, my man. Great job. You nailed it.
Great job.
Well done. In fact, you did such a good job. Star Platinum, I'm giving it to you early. Congratulations, Muncy.
Victory lap certified.
Yeah! Yeah! Ass crack? Jimmy, we talking ass crack? Did I miss something? Something going on in the chat I missed here. I may have. Any word on Chris Martin after his injury? Yeah, I haven't seen an update, but it's still just kind of hanging in the wind right now. I got to say, Star Platinum, you've changed my mind. Muncy, if he's wearing glasses now and that's a big change, let's party. Yeah, let's party. I'm in on Muncy now. I did say he could go on a home run binge last week. I did say that. I want to just be clear. I didn't, because I never tried to be too dismissive one way or the other. And Muncy hit 2 home runs this week already. So that home run binge could take off. I actually said trade him to Boston. That's what it was. We were talking last week about how I think Muncy getting a fresh start in Boston with that short porch, he could have hit a bunch of home runs there. But he's still doing it for the Dodgers. So good for him. Well done. Martin is supposed to not go on the IL, as Star Platinum is saying here, but who the hell knows? We have no idea, right? I wanted to hit this because I'm with Eddie here. I'm feeling Jordan Romano right now. Yeah, me too. And I have been shitting on Jordan Romano for a couple of seasons now. Ever since he had the elbow issues and no longer was an all-star closer for Toronto and kind of just finished out his time in Toronto and became an afterthought, I've been out. I've been out on Romano. But about 2 weeks ago, I was desperate for saves, and Romano was available everywhere, so I took a couple shots, and then he got a save. And then he got a save where he struck out the side? I don't care what major league team he was facing. That is still noteworthy, right? So then he gets two saves in the last week against St. Louis and Cleveland. 5 Ks, no earned runs, no walks or anything. In fact, he's been clean. That ERA looks like shit. He's got an 8.22 ERA. Romano has an 8.22 ERA. That's trash. But he has not given up an earned run in over his last 6 outings. That's 6 innings. And for a reliever, that's something. So if Romano is not hurt, which it doesn't look like he is, and he's okay on a really good team that can rack up a lot of saves, I've been all about this. He's on my main event team, getting me saves, which I really need because I got Josh Hader, but I need one other reliever to step in and be the second guy. And I believe Romano could be this guy now. Yes, Alvarado's good, but Romano's a veteran, and this is a Philly team trying to win a World Series, folks. So Dave Dombrowski is going to be like, hey, let's get this done. This guy's the veteran. Let's win a World Series now. So I could see it going down like that. Eddie says, Govee, how often does Closer Monkey update? It's every couple of days. It just depends. They'll focus on certain bullpens, and they'll give you the exact date of the last update, which is awesome. Because if you look at this, I'll show you this real quick here. Closer Monkey's chart. There it is right there. See? And they give you the dates right here. Last updated, 5/14, 5/14. And usually, it looks like because we had it was almost like an off day yesterday. I think they took a day of rest, gearing up for the weekend. But usually these dates are different. So it's never more than like a day or two at worst. So this is just a great chart to have. And then they give you, look at this, a quarterly review, last year's statistical leaders and saves. And they break down solds, holds, swinging strike percentage, K to walk, a lot of good stuff there. So closermonkey.com is a great website. I think it's actually a must have now for anybody who's a serious fantasy baseball player because relievers will drive you crazy. Jimmy said, you said Ashcraft, not Asscrack. Oh, Graham Asscrack. I love that. Great job. Well done.
Great job.
Love you, Jimmy. Jimmy, how's Delaware? Everything okay? You hanging in there? AMA? What's the best way of losing weight? It's real simple. Burn more calories than you take in. It doesn't even matter what the calories are initially. Just burn more than you take in. That's it. That's all you got to do. I know that. But here I am. Still fat as shit. You okay, fat ass? Anybody know what that's from? That's a deep cut. Not really a deep cut. Gove. Yeah, Eddie's on first name basis. I'm Gove. Actually, growing up, my friends called me Goves. Just so you know. Gove, any super deep league specials with pitchers would be appreciated. I'm talking AAA and not the top AAA guys because they are all rostered. I don't got anything for you on that one right now, Eddie. I'd be lying to you. I'd be doing what you're doing, and I'd be perusing. I play in deep league, so I could share what some of my deep league rosters look like, if that helps you at all. Like, this one is a 20-teamer I'm in, and Eric Lauer? Is he still on Toronto? I need to check that. Eric Lauer. You guys remember Eric Lauer? Now, he's not a AAA. He's in the bigs. He's on Toronto's pitching staff. And he's basically been a follower reliever. His last outing against Seattle, he went 4 2/3, got the win, struck out 5. Now, in an 18-team league, Eric Lauer might be a guy that people are not looking at. Take a look at Eric Lauer. See if there's an opportunity for him to thrive. Also, Spencer Turnbull got signed by the Blue Jays. What was it, two weeks ago or so? Shout out to Anthony, who... got me the instant update on that because he plays in an AL-only league. So take a look at Spencer's Turnbull. See where he's at. Is he due? Is he close to coming back? Is he going to make a debut for Toronto sooner or later? Just some guys. You want some deep cuts? There's a couple. I at least tried, my friend. I at least tried. Star says Double A is where most of the best prospects are. Well, I think that depends. I do. Chad says Zebby versus Mick Abel. Which one are you going with, Gob? I'm going with Zebby. I think this is prime and ready to go. Zebby had a rough, wasn't a great debut last year. Learned some lessons here. Gets another shot on a team that wants to win now. Needs a pitcher. They demoted Simeon Woods Richardson. He gone. So I'm taking Zebby. I like Zebby a lot. And if you can add Zebby, if it's still a chance to do that, you should do that. Right? Yeah. Eddie says, Nolan McLean, Noah Tong, Chase Burns are on my watch list too. Oh, those are some fun names. I know Noah Tong. Mets. A lot of fun. Noah Tong. I faced him in MLB The Show when I play in the minor leagues too. And he's tough. He's real tough. Franchise says, Anthony. This is Anthony. I like Govier. I want to see him be the next prime minister. Even Pope. You think he could be Pope? Shit. If I was Pope, I would make... I'm not going to say that. Yeah, never mind. Because then, like, if you're really religious, you'll hate me. Or maybe they'll cancel me on YouTube. Because YouTube's... They censor a lot, man. Have you guys been watching YouTube shorts or anything like that? And they bleep out F words? Like, this is... There's no censorship here. Why do they do that? Because the people who make money... If you want to get ads, they won't let you swear anymore. So now this is becoming like network television, which is trash. And also, they won't let you say the R word, which is a terrible thing to do to somebody. It's a 1, 2, 4-letter word that Nirvana did a song about blank me. I can't say it because then YouTube will cancel us. But that's a word. First off, that shit still exists, right? Unfortunately, people are getting blanked. All the time, mostly women. It's awful. But are we going to get rid of it by removing that word from YouTube from every channel? It's just stupid. What is the logic here? Just, whatever. Who cares? Why even try, right? Why even try? Again, how can I go up against this powerful behemoth, right? So... Yeah, and Jimmy, this is another great point. I love music, and this show was very music intensive when it started. But being live on YouTube, we can't play music because they'll cancel us or they won't let us do stuff. Or they won't let us make money if we play music at all. You can't be monetized at all. So as soon as we went across 1,000 subs, all the music we used to play on this show died. Isn't that sad? It makes me sad because I love music. I love incorporating music in the show. Right? Anthony says, I'm your friend. You know who I am, right? I said who you are, Anthony. I know you're my friend. Eddie says, I picked up Chris Paddock last Sunday. Yeah, Paddock has not been missing a lot of bats. He hasn't been dominant, but he's been going deep into games and getting wins and keeping your ratios down decently enough. I don't know how long it'll last, but that is a thing right now. I'm glad you brought that up, Eddie. Good call, my friend.
Great job.
Nice work. All right. Yeah, Zebby is a big dude. Yeah, he's like Gavin Williams big. He's a big, big dude. Jimmy says, remember the Calgon Take Me Away commercials from the 80s? Of course I do. Calgon, take me away. I've been playing commercials recently as a joke, like old commercials, but some of them had music or copyright stuff in it, so they gave us a bunch of shit about it, and I had to edit it out. Anyways, it's not your problem. I'm just letting you know what goes on behind the scenes here at YouTube for those that don't know. And you should care, because if you're on this platform and you want quality... censored free, not trying to hurt anybody. We just like to have fun. So who cares if I swear? Who cares if we play some music? I want musicians to get their money. You know, I don't want musicians to get screwed. They're going to get screwed anyways. You know how much money musicians make from streaming? They don't make shit. They don't make jack squat. Yeah. R word. I got it. I thought you, no, not that one. I hope we don't get canceled. I shouldn't have shown that one. We're canceled. It's over. Yes, that is the Nirvana song, Eddie. You got it correct. Anthony says, Knicks haven't won since 1973. If they don't win tonight, they will never win in my lifetime. Rant over. I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm a little concerned that even though they lost Tatum, the Celtics are rallying and still have a pretty good team. And the Knicks were really lucky to get a couple of those early series victories. They were. I know. I just watched them beat my Pistons. So I know those Knicks pretty well, Anthony. But I'm rooting for the Knicks. I want the Knicks to win. Go over with you, brother. No worries. I know you are, Eddie. I never have to worry about you. You guys are awesome. We did a little bit of a show here. We talked about a few things. We're going to be back on Sunday with the Fab Show. So I promise you, You won't miss out on any of that. Oh, Eddie says, cat is a pussy. All right. Yeah, they won't let you even type those words in here. Isn't that stupid? We're adults. If we choose to type words like that, just let us do our thing, man. You know? What's wrong with vagina? And actually, to say, I love vagina. So if you call someone a pussy in a derogatory way, that doesn't make sense because every time I put my penis in a vagina, it was awesome. So I feel like we got that wrong. I feel like we got to change that. You know what I mean? Anybody with me here? You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, dude.
No? Well.
Victory lap certified.
No victory lap there. Chad says, Turnbull made his debut yesterday for single-A Dunedin. Fairly dominant. Probably will move up to double or triple-A. And he's also on a major league deal. That's very important. Not a minor league deal. Thank you, Chad, for the update on that one. Uncle Ted says, hey, you are what you eat. That's right, my friend. Don't forget what happened to... Yeah, I'm crazy. What can I say, man? I like to have a good time. Remember what happened to Junior, though, on The Sopranos? Everybody started finding out what he liked to eat. Oh, man. Didn't go well for Junior there. Apparently, you can't be in the mob, and you cannot also give cunnilingus. That's not allowed. So, poor Junior. Right? Oh, Junior. I always felt bad for Junior. Really got screwed. This is it right here.
You stupid fucking blabbermouth cunt!
Yeah, that's where he loses his shit. He's so pissed that she says... So don't be a dick. That's right, Uncle Ted. Yes, great scene. That's a great scene. Shoeless Joe for the Hall of Fame. Thanks, Anthony. Eddie says, go enjoy your Friday evening with the missus. We'll see you Sunday with Mike and Brenton. You know what, Eddie? Thank you for that. You're right. I want to answer Joe. Joe, my guy here. Joe Dumars. Joe, also... one of the first times I ever met Joe on the show, first time I remember seeing you here, Joe, is when we played this drop and you loved it because it was Rushmore, right?
Pull your head out of your ass.
Any chance Shane Smith gets traded to a contender? I don't see. First off, he's a Rule 5 pick, right? Shane Smith was a Rule 5 pick this year, so I don't think he can be traded. Chad, I feel like Chad would know the answer to this as well. I could Google it. But being a Rule 5 pick, no, I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't believe you could trade the Rule 5 pick this year. You could trade him next year? I'd like to know the answer to that. That's a deep, deep MLB cut question. Jimmy says, I felt bad for Chris. Yeah, he had a drug problem, and he tried to get clean, and he still tried to be a good murdering mafia member, right? But remember that he got shit on so much for not drinking like he was a loser. Oh, so awful, man. That show is incredible. That show showed you so much about addiction, showed you what about a gay mafia man and how he was ostracized immediately with Vito, that awful storyline, and how he... Oh, Vito didn't want... Well, actually, Vito was a pretty violent guy, too. I can't be like, Vito was an innocent. Vito was not an innocent, so let's be clear on that. Forget the enjoying sucking penis. He was violent mafia... Hitman, essentially, right? So, oh boy. Chad, checking in on this one. You can, but the subject the same rules. Oh, so the new team can't demote him or he goes back to the original. Ah, Blake Sable was the most recent Rule 5 trade. Yeah, did Blake get traded to the Red Sox? Are you saying from the Giants to the Red Sox? But Sable had already been on the team for a couple seasons. Anyways, I don't think Shane Smith gets traded regardless. That's my answer, Joe. Joe Dumas!
Pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah, come on, Govia. Pull your head out of your ass. I don't see that happening. I think they like what they got there. Do we see a Jack Cag? Do we see Jack Cag this season for KC? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, look what... Nick Kurtz finally hit his first home run, right? Yay! Finally happened. But I know we all want to see Cag and Casey, Caglianoni, but I don't know that it's going to be. If he gets called up, maybe he can help them in September or something like that, or August, maybe. But I also feel like Caglianoni will cool down, right? I know you don't want to hear that. Not trying to buzzkill you at all. I mean, Caglianoni, 6'5", 250 pounds. Right now, double A on the season. He's got a 11.5% walk rate, 21% K rate. sitting 324 double A. This isn't triple A. This is double A. That's good news. He's got a 160 WRC plus in 36 games. It's a nice 36 game run. But I do imagine he might have to probably cool down here a little bit. So maybe that'll make them less motivated to bring him up. But you know, he's worth a stash. I don't know. You got an NA spot that's open? Go for it. Go for it, right? Oh, here we go. This Hall of Fame. You guys are mixing this. Yeah, everything changed this week with Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, and the restricted list is over. Manfred's trying to kiss ass now. The problem I have with Pete Rose is even if he only bet on his teams to win, that means when he didn't bet, the bookies immediately knew where to bet. Well, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about it like that. Anthony says, do you know Tony Soprano was supposed to be Jack from Titanic before Leo? Yeah, the Adriana execution, man. That's awful. That's tough. She's begging. She's just like, she wasn't innocent. She was kind of naive. You could argue a bit ignorant, but she was also trapped in a situation. And I love the character as portrayed by Mr. E Street Band himself, good old Stevie. What the hell's his name? Sal. Yeah. So the fact that Sal kills Adriana that way, that's a tough watch, man. That's real tough. Ooh. Chad says, as far as Blake Sable, no, he got traded to the Giants after being a Rule 5, but I believe the Pirates are Reds. Let me double check on that. Okay, good. You double check on that. Nestle makes the very best, and he has the alien. Here we go.
Sweet dreams you can't resist. N-E-S-T-L-E-S. A dream.
Shit's so funny. It never gets old to me. It just makes me laugh all the time. Chad verifies, yes, Red selected Sable in the Rule 5 and then almost immediately traded him. Okay, so you can do that, but I don't think the White Sox will do that with Shane Smith. I don't. I think they see him as a steal, and their pitching is so shitty that it wouldn't make little sense to me that they would trade him. So, the Nestle commercial is hilarious. Hey, that's ours, Nestle's commercials, for the record. Robbie loves it, but I brought it to the show. In fact, I was singing it for like 2 weeks straight, and I'm like, you know what? I got to bring this into the show immediately. And Robbie knows good comedy, so he's a smart man. Chad says also, but he didn't lift the ban on that racist female owner, thankfully. Oh, Marge Schott? Yeah, well, that's good. Do you remember when he was in the Mexican with Brad Pitt? James Gandolfini? Yeah, I remember the Mexican. Absolutely. Good call. Talk about timing when they caught Vito in the club. Oh, here goes. Yep, Uncle Ted saying, Tony talking to a psychiatrist was against Omerta as well. Tony would have been killed if they found out. And they did find out, but he was the boss, so they didn't kill him. You know, even crazy New York over there, Johnny Sack and Phil, even crazy Phil looked like the Shah of Iran. Whack a boss? Won't do that. Even Phil wouldn't whack a boss, even though he was a crazy motherfucker. All right, well, hopefully we talked about a few baseball things. I love talking about everything with you guys. Good job today. I'm going to get out of here. At least I got in. We did a show. Max Muncy, Star Platinum. Looks for real, man. I'd be adding Max Muncy right now if you need power. You have to be patient with these guys. Look, oh, I'm all about being patient. Star, that's my thing. That's why I take my time. Miguel Vargas, I picked him up early being patient, knowing that he would pick it up. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. So I love Jake Berger, too. As soon as Jake Berger got called back up, I wanted to get him everywhere I could because I know he's going to start hitting dongs. Jake Berger's got tremendous power, right? Yeah, Tanner Bibee, is he broken? That's killing me. I love Tanner Bibee coming in this year. That makes me sad, but he's playing in the Reds ballpark on a warm Friday night. I could see things going south if the ball starts to carry, right? All right, we'll be back Sunday. Britton Allen, Mike Virginia, myself, MJ Govier. Follow us, Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. The Discord's free, so when we're not on the air, you can talk fantasy baseball 24/7 in our Discord. We got lots of channels, lots of fun, also very knowledgeable and useful stuff. When players get called up or players do something special, we have arguments about trades. Would you do that trade? Would you not do that trade? A lot of opinions, especially like the live chat, except it's just over in the Discord. So when you're not in the live chat, we're not doing a live show, the Discord is a place to be. Link is in the description here on YouTube. Thank you so much, everybody. Great seeing you. Hope this was worth something to you. Always good to see you. Thank you so much, Uncle T. Happy Friday. Peace. I'll see you guys on Sunday. No Captain Jack today. Just going to shut it down. It was an AMA. It was, I didn't do the official regimented show that I like to do. Okay? Bye-bye! Bye! 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 Goodbye. Goodbye, George. Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.